Okay, let's get started. It's Friday, 2013, January 25th. It's the first exploratory meeting on software for ontology evaluation. We have on the call Ken Bukowski, Mike Denny, Mike Bennett, Peter Yim, Till Mosakowski, and Yuri Mylov. David Leo is also on the chat, but not on the call yet, unless you are now. David, please say so. Oh, he is. Welcome, David.
Oh, hi.
Yes.
I had to be some time to work out how to use Skype for the conference. Apologies.
Okay. Glad you're in. Now everyone is on the call. We're just starting, and everyone is on the chat already, there's a link to a session page. Please go to the session page and we'll just follow the agenda there, at least preliminarily. So I am looking under 3L8N, the purple number 3L8N. For those who are unfamiliar, if you're browsing, just do a control F and type 3L8N, N as in Nancy, and it should bring you to that position on the page. First item, so opening roll call we already did. Since a few of the people may not know each other, maybe let's just quickly go around and do a maybe 30-second self-intro and tell us who you are and what do you hope to get out of this chain of thoughts? David, you want to get us started?
I'm working on ontologies for the process industry and also materials. What I'm trying to get out of it. It's managing the quality of these ontologies, I suppose, is one of them. The ontologies come from different sources and need to be integrated, and processes are set up which declare they are integrated, and how do we know whether this is successful and whether we are done.
Great, fantastic. Also, I want to mention David is here because Matthew West recommended that we contact you during an earlier organizing committee call when we say we probably want to gather a bunch of people who has been assessing what's out there and who would be good candidates to join us in a hacking sort of hackathon tool making team, prototyping team. So that's why we're so glad you're here. Ken Bukowski?
Yeah, I'm a professor at Northeastern University, and I've been involved with ontologies for a very long time. My interest is in a lot of aspects of ontologies, and managing ontologies and mapping between them, and of course determining the quality of those mappings. Certainly an important aspect of the use of ontologies, and that's one of my main motivations for being involved in this, but also because in general this has this, if we do develop some infrastructure for evaluation, it would certainly be related to other kinds of infrastructure for ontologies in general.
Great. Ken is also one of the leads in the OOR initiative, particularly drives the work in architecture as well as being very hands-on in some of the development work. And the OOR team, because there's so much overlap between that team and the Ontology Summit community, that team has decided that within the next 3 or 4 months, while the Ontology Summit is in session, there all our meetings will be focused on seeing how we could support the Ontology Summit, essentially this year's theme, on ontology evaluation and how to pose OOR, the Open Ontology Repository, as sort of the go-to platform or as the test platform whereby ontology evaluation components could be added as value-added service after ontologies are being hosted on an ontology repository. So, Mike Denny?
Hi, this is Mike Denny. I'm at MITRE, ontologist, and have been working for several years on building domain ontologies for military and intelligence applications, as well as in other domains, but that's the focus. I'm not quite sure how I end on the list, but my interest in ontology evaluation would be from somewhat of a different perspective than Ken's, I think, from the sound of it. And I was seeing it more as a guide, as a tool for people who may be building ontologies, if not for the first time, maybe building them in critical or applied operational settings, that there's some criticality to the effectiveness of the ontology. More as a tool people built ontologies rather between ontologies or post hoc assessment of ontology. Or as a selection factor, I guess, would be another way ontology evaluation could be used for people to select third party ontologies. But secondly, I guess I should caveat here. I'm certainly interested in ontology evaluation, but whether or not that would be automated ontology evaluation in the form of some software tools is, is probably secondary and then somewhat, maybe even somewhat suspect as to whether one could do it in an automatic fashion. But that doesn't exclude lots of other software tools that could facilitate or help people evaluate ontologies in a more semi-automated way to point to areas in an ontology that might be suspect for one reason or another, and then allow the user to make the final evaluation as to whether that represents an issue for them for their own application. Okay, I've said more than enough.
Okay, thank you very much, Mike. I mean, I personally invited Mike Denny to join us, and for those who have been around, we know, I mean, Mike has authored at least a couple of very comprehensive studies on what ontology tools are out there. So if anybody... I would look to Mike to show us the way on how to collect that information. Maybe he's already got it in his back pocket. we'll find out later in this meeting. Mike Bennett.
Okay, well, you know who to blame now. Thanks.
Hi, so I'm Mike Bennett. I'm the head of Semantics and Standards at the EDM Council, and I'm the editor of the Financial Industry Business Ontology, which is a business conceptual ontology for industry terms and definitions and so on. I'm also the co-champion of Track C, which deals with how to incorporate quality measures into suitable methodologies. And so my interest in this session is really a watching and listening brief to understand how this stuff would fit into the methodology considerations.
Thanks, Mike. So Mike has a very important role, both as a user that have real needs for good ontologies, obviously. We don't want our money to disappear. in the financial industry, and also as a champion of the other tracks, because we are relying heavily on other tracks to feed us information by virtue of their study and their collation of what's out there. So we'll find out later how everything would get together. So I'm Peter Yim. I'm co-champion with Joanne Luciano for track D, which is the track that is supposedly going to deliver some synthesis on software environments for ontology evaluation, as well as a track that possibly would support an activity which is new this year. The organizing committee has at one point say, let's do something new, and for years Ontology Summit has only been talks and papers and research. This year the Ontology Summit wants to be a bit more hands-on, and hence the term hackathon emerges. Nobody really has aligned what that means quite yet, but I guess Track D and the symposium are the places where this should sort of come out. I regret, I mean, we, as I mentioned in the email, we could not accommodate everyone. I mean, getting very busy, very capable people to a synchronous meeting is almost impossible these days. So I regret people like Michael Gruninger, Mike Dean, Joanne, and even Joanne Luciano isn't able to join us at this call, but I promise all of them that we will keep them apprised, and I sort of represent that organizing effort here as well. So, Till?
Yeah, so my name is Till Mosakowski. I'm chair of the ISO standard initiative 17347, Ontology Integration and Interoperability onto IOP. And I also have initiated in this context the Onto Hub portal, which is meant as the realization of the OOR design principles. And there is a prototype where you can already upload and browse ontologies written in different ontology languages.
Thank you, Till. We're so glad Till is here. For one thing, they've got OntoHub, which we look at as also one of the instances in the OR network. More importantly, he's got a team of really amazing hackers, I mean, if I could call them in a good sense, that could really do miracles in very short order. That said, also the Onto IOP effort, ISO 17347, along with Common Logic, which Till is also involved in, is by far the most formal and rigorous effort in the international standardization scene. And since Onto IOP is about making ontologies interoperate, even when they are represented differently, i.e. in different languages, a lot of ontology evaluation, especially when one is trying to compare or assess or evaluate ontologies in different languages are concerned, some of Till's effort would be an inevitable and totally necessary component for that effort. So thanks, Till, for being on the team. So Yuri?
Hi, my name is Yuri Milov. I'm freelance, self-employed computer software programmer, And my background is a physicist and a philosopher of science. And maybe during more than 20 years, I'm interested in chaos theory, complexity theory. And now I try to combine my feeling that there is some methodologies and approaches which help us to handle and control the complex processes, and we obviously now coming in the very complex world, open world, and the very complex world, and probably we have find the solve our life in this world, and I believe I know how we can do this based on the achievement of the chaos theory universality as a topic of this science. I try to combine my software Java programmer skills with my in the chaos theory bring the ontology approach to the market. Now I try to bring solution to say roughly to build the index of sort of risk index for the insurance market. And if it can involve the business community in the solution for the complex problem and the common effort could bring the success. I believe that we have everything to have results. So the science, the understanding, the money, and the request from the market. So I'm pretty sure in this period of time we have the great opportunity to bring our skills and understanding to the like real world.
Okay, thank you, Yuri. Complexity theory seems a little bit on the high road, but since you are also very hands-on, so on this team, we will probably look forward to some of the implementation side of things. Also, since you did mention market, I want to sort of declare up front the Ontology Summit and particularly the OOR effort are all open efforts. So please make sure you are well aware of the IPR policy that are related to the work. I don't want people to be opening up their what they hope to be proprietary work in this, because read up on the homepage of the Ontolog Wiki where it says if you don't own the material, or if you don't think you want to open it up, don't share it. So this is the basis. Ontolog has a default. I mean, Ontolog requires everything to be free or open, and defaults to not just for you, Yuri, but this is a sort of declaration for everyone. Defaults to a reciprocal license, whereas the OOR is open and not defaults, but actually it mandates a gift license, to be exact. It's the BSD 2 clause license. So please be aware. Okay. Yuri, I might have to mute your phone. I think you're generating echo.
Yeah. I just want to say thank you. And
okay. So if you can you mute your own phone? Okay, I assume you've already done that. So when you need to speak, please unmute yourself. All right, so very quickly, we still have 35 minutes. Let's quickly look through the agenda. So I have essentially three main bullets. first to discuss what we try to what we are trying to achieve, and then aligning what we each mean by the term hackathon, and then the most important part of the discussion here is to getting ourselves organized. I see us, I mean, dividing into three groups. Of course, some people would straddle more than one group. And then we talk about finally whether we want to meet again. Meeting seems to be very difficult. And if not, what medium are we going to continue to communicate and progress the work? So any suggestion, additions, amendments to the agenda? If not, then let's do what we are trying to achieve. If people could open another tab or another screen and open up that track D intro slides. So the slide number 2 gave the track D mission statement. We want to provide a venue to bring together individuals and communities who can help define and advance the state of the art for software systems for evaluating ontology. We want to collect and enumerate those software environments and tools. And then we want to start some development work that could feed into a presentation at the symposium, as well as something that could be continued after the summit. Slide 3 says how we're going to do it. We are going to get information from other tracks in the entire community. And we also want to, after finding out who these people are, we want to give them a platform to showcase their software environments as well. So today we might start to enumerate and then start planning the sessions, virtual panel sessions, whereby we can showcase some of the exemplary efforts in software environments and tools for evaluating ontologies. Secondly, we want help from user communities who has real needs. Since we said in the beginning we wanted this to be grounded, we don't want to be just talking, especially for this track and for the symposium. So we are hoping to get some real people with real needs. And I can see Mike Bennett there through the wire. Whose contribution will be heavily needed. And then we want to assemble the team of software developers and tool makers who would maybe join hands or individually or paired up to do some of these prototyping and implementations, and maybe in so doing help advance the state of the art. So slide 4 says we have 2 panel sessions, and then we want to assemble the team. This is the first meeting. Whether or not we are going to have other meetings will depend on the discussion that follows. We might come up with some sort of survey. By survey, it could be an online survey form, or it could be a question we post to the Ontology Summit mailing list, or a question we post on the wiki, or some verbal question we announce in one of the virtual panel sessions and ask people to return what they know. All these ways and means have been used effectively before, so we will assess further what would work best for us. And back to the session page again, now under 3L8S, purple number 3L8S. On the master calendar, 5 dates are important, or at least relevant. We have the 2 session dates, February 14th, which is a little bit about 3 weeks away, and March 21st, which will be track D sessions, whereby we could choose to showcase some exemplary tools and software environments available. We could use that partially to discuss what has been collected and so on. The first session is more like an opening and solicitation. The second would be more close to an interim report on what we have found so far, but then both sessions allow us a chance to showcase work by exemplary work as well. Then there's a special session that has been slated the week after the session 10. That would be on March 28th. There's a session that is carved out for the hackathon. If we know what hackathon is, that's why it says hackathon and all related activities. Maybe it will end up not being a hackathon. We don't know yet. I mean, that's for us for this team to determine. And then maybe we can carve out a little bit of time the week before the symposium, which is labeled the pre-symposium prep session. If we have last minute things to prepare for the, or to consolidate for the presentation or for any related work during the symposium, that would be our last chance. And then, May 2nd and 3rd will be the face-to-face. That's the symposium at NIST in Gaithersburg, whereby we will be, making the showing off the deliverables and maybe telling the rest of the world what we plan after that. So, good, time for any comments, insights, ideas at this point. If not, then let's go on and spend the next 5-6 minutes on aligning what we mean by hackathon. First of all, let me ask, I mean, who among the people here have done a hackathon? I know Till has done sort of a real tremendous job in putting together a extreme programming team that ended up delivering the OntoHub ontology repository in a matter of like a couple of weeks. So I could look at that as some sort of hackathon. But other people, I mean, who probably know the term better may not agree that it's a hackathon. So thoughts? I mean, who has run a hackathon or run this type of exercises before? Anyone? Quiet.
So I should add that the OntoIOP effort basically was composed of entirely programmers here in Bremen, so we had also intense face-to-face meetings. And I have worked in a free software project where we also had collaborative Skype sessions, and that turned out to be a bit more difficult. So to actually get together the people and motivate them to work on a joint project, you need kind of some kind of bond or glue to get the people together. And that's, of course, easier face-to-face.
Right. I guess face-to-face is probably not a luxury we can have unless we're really sort of chopped up into very small teams. Like, I mean, Bremen is one team. Northeastern is another team. Maybe David Leo in the UK runs another team, Yuri runs another team, and so on. Oh, by the way, one other person who is on this team who cannot make this meeting and also recommended by Matthew West is Victor Groskin. Actually, Matthew started out asking me to ping Anatoly Levichuk, who is sort of working on this, what they call the .15926 effort, trying to put 15926 ISO 15926 which is the process industry methodology and process and ontology into software. And Anatoly says Victor is the guy. So Victor couldn't make it to this meeting, or more adequately, I should say, we couldn't make a meeting that would fit into Victor's time as well. So Victor says he'll catch up with us on the recording and on the chat transcript. So Victor will, Victor Groskin will also be one of the players there as well. So, and I've spoken to Mike Dean. Mike Dean, originally we were thinking of doing, let's say since the symposium spanned 2 days. So hackathons generally, if I understand, you gather a group of hackers for a whole day, probably from like 6 a.m. to 12 midnight or something, or maybe over a weekend, you post one problem or a series of related problems, and then they just go off and hack away, and towards the end, sort of show everyone what has been done. That's at least one way I know of hackathons. I've never been in one myself. Mike and I discussed, and I think his final conclusion is having hackers as one team during the 1 day or 2 day symposium, and having ontologists talking about evaluation seems a bit sort of fragmented, and I think the final conclusion is not to do real hacking during the face-to-face. Maybe final phases of it, we don't know. I mean, that's for us to determine here. But essentially, we don't run hacking or coding during the face-to-face, but we will try to do the real coding work maybe within the month before the symposium. Maybe a few weekends will take. It generally will end up being distributed. It will probably be like a few slotted time windows whereby this team might get sort of closely communicating but also hacking on their own independently. And then consolidate into something that's that could be showcased and presented during the face-to-face. The reason why it will be the last month before we start hacking is that the first couple of months, the other tracks are probably defining what would be interesting to hack on. I mean, maybe if it's ontology evaluation, maybe it's some tool we want to build, what would be that tool, what would be most effective, and so on. And besides, because in March 28, we have this session 11 that prepares for the hackathon. Maybe it's finally then that we have sort of the hackathon challenges together, or maybe we have it in together on session 10, and then by session 11 we really sort of tie down what would be done and then start doing it maybe over the next 2 or 3 weekends, and then by the 25th consolidate it for the presentation. So these are some of the thoughts. And any other ideas?
Yeah, so generally I like your plan, although some details, of course, need to be filled in. So one idea that just comes to my mind is that for Onto IOP, we could actually have kind of a hackathon session where we basically collect a wish list from users and then implement something maybe first as a mock-up. We because I think this can be done quite quickly, but maybe also partially that with real functionality. And then I have in mind things that have been discussed in the session yesterday, such as checking consistency of ontologies or so things that can be done by logical reasoning tools that or by searching tools and so on. So OntoHub has their certain strengths and maybe also identify certain weaknesses of OntoHub. But I would concentrate on the strengths and try to have some advances there. Then this could be presented, and that would be basically be some hackathon session for OntoHub, but maybe this could also be held in parallel with sessions for other software tools, or we could have them consecutively, I don't know.
Yes, we definitely would. One of the things if you ask me, I would hope to see is maybe through this exercise, if there will be some slightly better integration between OntoHub and let's say the OOR sandbox. The OOR sandbox obviously is ontology portal based. And while I wasn't able to get Tanya Tudorake or Paul Alexander to join us. I mean, Tanya would be sort of a great participant from the perspective of Protégé and collaborative Protégé, and Paul Alexander would sort of have a lot of insights in the work in the ontology portal code base, but Ken is with us and Ken has studied the ontology portal code base in a lot of depth and has also made certain tweaks and additions to it in tests that will further transform or fork BioPortal code base into OOR code base. So maybe Ken, you have some thoughts on maybe what could possibly be done over this kind of time frame?
The problem with your schedule is that it basically corresponds to final exams. You're not going to get any students involved at that particular time.
You mean around like between March 28th to April 25th?
The final exams are basically the last half of April.
Last half of April. Oh.
Around that time when students are going to be preparing for the final exams and taking the final exams. So just that last few weeks, there's no way they could be involved.
What about Ilya?
Even a few weeks before that might be problematic.
Okay, one at a time. There was some crosstalk. Till first. I actually didn't make out who the other person is. So, was that you who was trying to make a comment?
Yeah, I just said, what about earlier? And Ken replied, that's also problematic. Maybe even end of February, early March. I'm not sure.
Uh-huh. Okay. Who was the other person who was trying to speak at the same time? Was that Yuri? Mike?
No.
Yuri?
Not me.
No, not you.
Not you too. Oh, I have to go, by the way, in a few minutes.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank
you. I think it was just crosstalk.
Yeah.
Yeah, March would be much better from the student's point of view.
Okay. Could you put that onto the chat so that we capture this for the records? It's an important data point for planning purposes. Okay. And some of the, especially the intrinsic aspects of software evaluation, I mean, some of the tools that support them, as Track A had sort of shown us previously, includes a lot of things. I mean, even reasoners and so on. And so far, BioPortal has some. This BioPortal doesn't have any integration with reasoners, but Protégé does, right? If I understand it correctly. Anyone? And
Protégé turns out, yeah.
Yes, and then I mean there are, I guess, first order logic environments like Sigma, that where the sumo up ontology resides, that comes with the vampire reasoner. If one wants to do reasoning or validation, could be there.
Peter, can I say two words and leave? That my point, I like really to have plugin to Eclipse because it looks like all Java developers working in this environment in the world, then they will be developed ahead. So to have something easy to get to set up and to see everything. So even Protégé I would like to embed it in as a plugin in the Eclipse environment.
So your suggestion is to move things we want to develop onto Eclipse,
yes.
So that we all can all hack away out from Eclipse. Thoughts? Till, are you working off Eclipse or something else?
No, I'm working in Eclipse, exactly. So I would like to see everything in one my environment. It's just
that would be wonderful. I agree with you. We've asked this question before. So I was asking Till and maybe Ken. And David. David, you do. David, are you on the 15926 programming team or are you on a separate effort? David? You may be muted. We cannot hear you.
Hello?
Yes,
can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, sorry. I was replying. I by accident. Yes. No, I am part of the sort of the team doing various implementations of and extensions to 15926.
Okay.
And certainly we've got sort of candidate cases, use cases, which I think we would be keen for people to look at and sort of help with in terms of ontology merging, which we actually have to do.
Okay. Are you guys on Eclipse?
We tend to use the top quadrant software, which is on Eclipse, yes.
Okay, but your user of the software, you don't hack into their software?
Not very much, no, not really, no.
Okay, so, all right. Question for Ken. Ken is the OR coding work on Eclipse at all? I remember Mike Dean did put something on Eclipse at one point, but that's way back when. So you have been doing some code development. Is it on Eclipse?
Well, I tend to use Eclipse, yes, for code development.
Okay, so...
And so, same with students.
I think that's something in RDS.
So, So TIL, it's putting things onto Eclipse viable for you?
So I first have a question to Ken. So that was Eclipse for code development. We use this too, but I think that's not what we are speaking about here. I thought that initially Eclipse was proposed for ontology development or an ontology evaluation, or what was so OntoHub is written in Ruby on Rails, so it's certainly not an Eclipse plugin, but that's not what you meant, or did I misunderstand things?
Yeah, the OOR, for example, is Ruby on Rails.
Yeah, I think that supports Ruby on Rails.
So in OntoHub, some programmers use Eclipse, others use NetBeans, yeah. And we use Ruby on Rails like BioPortal does, yeah. So that seems to be quite a common tool set behind, yeah.
So shall we adopt this among the hackathon teams that we will all work off Eclipse? Okay with everyone? At least everyone in this meeting?
Yeah. Well, I think as long as something's in RDFL, then you've got, you know, TopBrain and Protégé that work in the Eclipse environment, so it seems a sensible idea.
No, that's a different level. So are we talking about code development?
We are talking about code development.
Or ontology development. No, because you don't need Protégé for code development.
Right.
We're talking about code development here, not ontology development.
No strong views there.
So it sounds like that environment is fine.
Okay. So it's adopted here that we'll use Eclipse. Okay, so we better move quickly forward. We roughly talked about what could be, and looks like we want to move the start of the hackathon exercise a little earlier than March 28th. So we'll determine further later. The next thing is I can see ourselves splitting or going into three different teams, research, survey, enumeration team on what's out there, and those people who knows what's out there could also make recommendations on which are the exemplary software environments and tools that we would put onto the virtual sessions and invite as speakers. Could we volunteer Mike to lead this team? Mike? Danny? You may be muted. We cannot hear you, Mike.
Sorry?
Yes, okay. Yes, we can hear you.
That's fine, Peter. I think, though, you just... There's probably at least a couple of purposes for the survey. One you just mentioned was to identify software vendors that might want to participate in the topic of ontology evaluation tools. But I think the way my first understanding of the survey would be more to have a broader identification of what's out there that could support various aspects of ontology validation. And maybe rather than taking a survey from a tool-oriented perspective, we do it from a validation function or validation feature perspective, so that we first identify what are the various ontology factors or features that one considers in terms of validating or evaluating an ontology.
Yeah, that sounds great.
There's such a wide range of possibilities here, from what you mentioned, like, you know, a particular reason or validation of an all-tool DL kind of ontology, to things like whether there's, you know, content consistency, what kinds of best practices are implemented or not implemented, and, you know, I mean, so
yep.
Would it make sense to first, within the team, everyone just send to me what they think are potential factors that relate to both the structure and utility of an ontology?
Yes. Oh, Michael, let me interject here. That's actually exactly what the other three tracks are doing. So I think after the first round of panel sessions, yesterday we had the extrinsic aspects, next Thursday we have the intrinsic aspects, and then after that we'll have the quality and methodology aspects of things. It will be the scope will be much better defined than the broad statement now. So since we have to leave in a few minutes, so let's see who else is on your team. And also, a quick note, I want to let you know that there are some survey tools already available for Ontology Summit use, but we could communicate later on this. So Mike Bennett actually has run one of the surveys and did a really great job with Amanda Weisstorm and Simon Sparrow last year. Mike, do you want, would you join Michael on this team?
Amanda and Simon did most of the work. My bandwidth is quite limited, but I'd certainly be happy to provide pointers for them and introduce them to what Amanda put together. I know there are a lot of very technical things we needed to do to get the right instances, the right versions in the right place and so on. So yeah, I'd be more than happy to help out with that.
Okay. Who else would like to participate in this work, in the research and enumeration of tools? No, then quickly, we'll hold off on the deliverables and maybe make that a discussion on the mailing list. User communities, who's on board? Actually, I can see David and Mike being two candidate users from very different perspectives. There's one other group I'm trying to engage, which I have not gotten a firm reply yet. The U.S. government has made a huge effort and investment, and is making a huge investment into data and essentially big data by starting off with trying to aggregate research data, not just from the U.S., but from around the world. They have appointed a person, a very senior person, who actually turns out to be the vice president of RPI, to head that effort. Her name is Fran Berman, and I have had a couple of conversations with her. I have another meeting next week with her. I wanted to get their input or maybe enlist them as part of the people who supply the use, because I mean they are now handling big data, and then in the big data world, as I was told, the word metadata or taxonomy or ontology is not a prominent feature quite yet, and we want to get in there. So that's another person we might want to get into the fold. And Fran's work is not just the U.S., but they are already aligning with the European Research Council. So this huge European contingent. In fact, what their work is called RDA, Research Data Alliance, which isn't launching until next March. So it's a few months yet, a couple of months yet, and they will be, the launch meeting is in somewhere in the Scandinavia, I think. But it's sort of a worldwide effort in there. So let's keep our fingers crossed. If we can get these people in there and really sort of get our get ontology into their vocabulary, that would be great. So I will put down David, Mike, and then I'll put down RDA with a question mark whether we could engage them. Anyone else on this call? So, two makers. Till has already left the call for some reason, but Till was on board. Ken, you're on board, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm sure Mike Dean is on board. Anyone else who want to join us from here? Oh, Yuri just now mentioned. So these, I guess we have a few teams now. So maybe quickly concluding, given the situation, I don't think we should plan for another meeting, but I will plan on getting, let's plan on communicating and transacting through the wiki page, through email discussions and so on. And if you look at purple number below 3L8V, I'm now suggesting that most of us are already on the Ontology Summit list. So use the Ontology Summit will be automatically supplied if you post that list. Use the prefix software environment for team 1 and 2 work. That's for the user community and the research survey work. We want the rest of the summit community to support anyway. And then for the hackathon and coding work, let's not sort of burden that list. Well, I will start subscribing everyone to the Ontolog dev list. I mean, there's an Ontolog developers list. And let's prefix the post with ontology evaluation there for team three work. Is that good? I will subscribe those people who are on the team to that list then. So last round, we have David, Mike, Ken, and Mike Dean. Oh no, not Mike Dean. Mike Denny. So Mike Bennett, Mike Denny on the call. So one more round, David.
About what?
Final thoughts before we close.
Gosh, I don't know. The part of the problem is we have. Is that we've got legacy stuff of large volumes, and which is then processed by people we have to give guidelines to as to what they have to do, and then we have to process what they've done. And so there's the two problems that I have, is what I tell people that they have to do in order to prepare an ontology which is suitable for integration, and how I check that they've done it. And so anything that helps there will be good.
Great. Mike Bennett.
Yes, I watch with interest. I think I'll be, I guess, interested to see how the use of all these tools and things can fit into the methodology. My own interest, of course, is the broader methodology that links conceptual ontologies to operational ontologies and how to get the right kind of quality measures at the right point in the process. So I'll be looking with interest to see how this feeds into that. I'm not really technical enough to contribute much, but it's certainly looking interesting.
Thanks, Mike. Ken, final thoughts?
Well, I've never participated in any kind of hackathon, but my students, I think, have, so I think it would be a really interesting experience for them. I think it would be nice to try to get them involved. But I would like to get, I mean, the thing they really need more than anything else is very clear statement of what their task should be, what the, you know, what their goal is, what the requirements are for whatever they would do. And at this point, I think it looks like the Ontology Summit is still very much at the brainstorming stage. Do you think we'll be able to get to the point where we'll have something really concrete?
That's for the group here.
By then, that's my main thought.
They will inform, the other tracks will inform us, but it's for the group here to properly digest those input and decide on something that's meaningful.
Yeah, we've only have a little over a month if we're going to start, if the students are going to do something in March.
Right, but normal hackathons are like 1 weekend. Of course, you have high power, high energy, super programmers that get together. But generally, I mean, the hackathons I know are generally like 1 day or 2 days, not even a month. So, of course, people...
No, I'm just saying it would be sometime during March, but, you know, maybe we have a little more than a month to come up with specifications.
Yes. I mean, that's between now and then that we need to come up with what would best be done.
Right. So, that's my parting thought.
Yeah. Great. Mike Denny.
Okay. So, I guess I need to get better visibility into what's going on in tracks A through C and what may have already been done on evaluation surveys to really get a grip on what the objectives are here for our additional survey activity. So you and I guess, can work that out.
Yep. Let's continue to explore that on the mailing list. And as you probably already know, we archive all these sessions. Slides are already available. Give me another day or two, and I'll get the raw transcript. Is chat transcript is also online. Give me another day or two to post the cleaned up transcript and your audio recording as well for yesterday.
Right.
And another session is coming up next Thursday on intrinsic aspects.
Okay, but in very briefly, maybe your view of what the objectives of the survey activity for our track was going to be, are you thinking just identifying software vendors?
Software environments.
Right.
So it could be tools, possibly vendors, but if you look at our mission statement, we actually qualified that by saying mainly open ones and publicly available ones. If they are closed, then it's very optional that we need to include them into the fold.
Right. Okay.
So our emphasis is on open efforts and publicly available tools. And since this track is on software environments, systems, and tools, as I said, I mean, you've probably already got it in your back pocket. All right. So this is it, and thank you very much, everyone. And let's continue to discuss this on the two mailing lists. I'll subscribe everyone who joined us and who responded saying that they could not join us today to that on the Ontolog Dev list. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Peter.
Okay.
Bye.
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 Thanks. Bye.